Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna get your attention.
Thank you, thank you.
I really wanna be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got, you gon' wanna get to. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't win no bet. Get you hot, I know you want somewhere. And when I walk in, all that I want is if you say, daddy's home, come for me. And I know you've been waiting for this loving day. You know your daddy's home, and it's time to let him. Yeah, but you ain't got to give my love. Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex times. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't ring no bells. You just broke that bottom up in your head. That I'll get you hot.
Everybody, this is Lady Taz, and here we are for our regular Sunday night show. And that song was the choice of Master Jay, my co-host.
Word, word.
And I will turn it to you, Master Jay, to explain to us why you chose that song and why that song is meaningful to you.
I'm just saying that that is a club banger. I'm saying that this is a track that reflects a healthy relationship. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, the woman knows or is happy that the dude is home. The man's reassured in his position within the relationship. He puts it down for his lady. Oh, also, hate to make a caveat, but big shout outs to my boy Drizzy Drake, who just dropped his first single here in Toronto called It's Over. That is also going to be another huge banger, but big up to my boy Usher. Like, he always gets it, you know, on point. He just makes, you know, us dudes, like, you know, put our music out there and makes us think, you know what? Yeah, I want my girl to be so happy when I walk in through the door and be like, yo, my daddy is home, Poppy's home. You know what I mean? It makes a dude feel good if he gets that type of reassurance. So I picked that song.
Wow. Okay, fair enough.
I hear you laughing, Ray. I hear you laughing.
No, it's okay. Who was it?
Master J. I just said, for anyone out
no,
there.
No, whose song?
That's Usher. That's my boy.
Oh,
he's grown now. You know, he's divorced. Sorry.
Oh.
Maybe not sorry for a lot of people out there in radio internet land, but I'm saying, you know, he put out a pretty good track again, you know, but won't be as big as my boy Drizzy Drake, but, you know, it was pretty good. Had I known Drake was going to drop that song inside of, you know, Toronto earlier, we would have played one of his tracks, but damn, that Usher's track is bad, yo. I dig it. It's grown and sexy. It's grown and sexy. So I had to pull that track up.
Well, there you go. So that's why Master J picked that song.
Because daddy's home. Sorry.
Now,
it's time to play.
What we're going to do.
Don't gotta give my loving away.
Wow.
Hey, daddy. Hey. Daddy, know what you like. All right, I'm good. I lost myself. All right, back to the show. I lost my head for a second there. Go on.
All right, so here's the thing. Mm. Last week we were answering questions that various individuals had sent in to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so this week I actually got another message from somebody who said that we dealt with her question in the last 2-3 minutes of the show, and she wasn't very pleased about it. And that was Sexy Girl 333.
I think I ticked her off or something. I think I remember that.
And she said, she's the one that said that she's in love with two men. And Master J had said in the last show that, no, she was just feeling guilty, et cetera, et cetera. Well, she wrote back to say no. She feels absolutely no guilt.
I told you I
she's completely... believes that she is in love with two men, and she just was curious whether it had happened to anyone else or how we viewed it. So what I wanted to do is right off the hop, I was going to address this first, and here's why. Because on our site, TasmaniaLives.com,
good plug.
This question, thank you, Mr. J. I'm so glad I meet with your approval.
Well, I'm just saying, you got to plug the website. Go on.
Well, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and actually, I should plug the fact that we are now available on iTunes. All you have to do is put Lady Taz in the search engine. It will take you to all our shows. And you can actually download it to your iPod and listen at your leisure.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, back to Sexy Girl.
Big up Steve Jobs.
Huh?
Big up Steve Jobs for making iTunes. Never mind. Go on. Finish.
Anyway, Sexy Girl. What I wanted to tell. Wow. No, he hasn't been drinking, people. In any event.
You sure?
Maybe.
I missed it.
Anyway, so here's the thing. What happened was somebody posted this to our site, and I actually ended up responding to it. So what I'd like to do, Sexy Girl, is read you my response first. What I wrote was, this is complicated. I think it is definitely possible for a person to think that they love two people at the same time. However, I believe when someone says that they feel this way, what they are really saying is, I love things about both people, but neither person satisfies all of me. When you find that special someone with whom you vibe on every level, there is no loving two people. You love only one. For you love them so fully and completely that there is no love left over for another. So I'm hoping that answers your question, or at least gives you a sense of where Lady Taz is coming from. Now, on the flip, just for a little humor, because when this was posted to the site, I actually wrote a little piece. And so I'm going to read it now. And hopefully you'll all have a good chuckle at the end of it. And it's called Ode to My Boys. W is the entertainer, comedian, and jokester. When he's around, my body shakes with laughter. By brightening my day, he lifts my spirits and makes me smile. I love him for all his wit and comic style. M is my outside thug, inside heart, protector in my life, that's his part. He makes me feel safe and secure. I love him. For my safety, he does ensure. G is the genius, the power-driven intellectual type. He mentally challenges me and never lets me gripe. He makes me question everything and stimulates my mind. I love him, for he keeps me sharp, enlightened, and never blind. J is the explorer, adventurer on the body using the mind. He makes the body respond in ways no book you'd find. A true artist of the sexual who takes me where I've never been. I love him for making my body respond in ways unseen. I is the emotional, spiritual one, putting me together so I'm not undone. He makes me face emotion, makes me open up and share. I love him for his kind, gentle, endless care. A, this is the challenging, intriguing one, never ever boring and always fun. Never know what's next, keeping me off balance in so many ways. I love him for all the exciting, adrenaline-pumping days. Now, before you condemn or judge me, I'm sure the dilemma is clear to see. I love each no less than the other. In their own way, they complement one another. Each provides for a part of me. I believe this was how it was all meant to be. Each attractive with an amazing body, each in his own right a real and true hottie. Each one charismatic and charming, each in his own way completely disarming. Each has my love and a piece of my heart. Their love for me is equal and integral apart. Don't you see? I couldn't possibly commit to one. Oh, come on, let's face it, that just would be no fun.
Wow.
I'm sure that's how the lady who wrote feels.
You won't get cut for that.
So there you go. That was meant to just, you know, just for fun, that's all, just for a little laugh, you know what I'm saying? So there you go, sexy girl. There's two sides to the coin, right? There's the Lady Taz response, and then, of course, there's the poem. See, bottom line is, I don't think you found the real man, because the real man, the true love of your life, he's going to fill all those parts. So now I'm going to turn to the panel, because you said you wanted the panel to give you their opinion. So what I'll do is, since Master J got to say a little something-something last time, I'm going to leave him to the end, and I'm going to start with Renee. Renee, what do you say to sexy girl?
I don't think you can love two people at once, and I think I said that in the last show, but kind of cheered her on to have her fun, which is so unlike me, but but that was just devil's advocate, I guess.
I know.
You know, if she's young, then she should have her fun. There's no reason to commit to anyone.
Oh, my God.
Do your thing. Do your thing. Like I said, don't lie. All I said last week was don't lie. Don't mislead people.
Exactly. Don't tell them that you're committed to them when, in fact, you're not.
Oh, my God.
Definitely don't tell them that she loves them.
Let's move on to
Sean. Keep that shit to herself.
What?
I said definitely don't tell them that she loves them. She can keep that shit to herself.
Oh, my
goodness.
There you go. There you go. Oh, what happened to you? You're in the middle of the road. All right. Was it Chris or Sean?
Okay, Sean, what do you have to say?
Hey, hold on. I'm back in the rear again.
Oh, okay.
I got to go on mute.
Okay. Chris, what do you have to say? What do you think? What would you tell sexy girl?
Well, you can love two people, but it'd be for different reasons. I mean, you know, like
which
I say,
what I basically said, right?
Yeah, you'll never love her the same, and stuff like that. Like, but like I say, in love is totally different from loving. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, so I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, you love both of them. I mean, you love spending time with them, and do that. You know, I mean, shit, I'm 40 years old, and I love 3-4 motherfuckers at a time if I can hit it.
Okay. All right, so, then I guess I'll turn it back to Jay. Jay, what do you have to say to sexy
goodness.
Girl now?
Okay, look, see, when I say it causes problems. You put stuff in weird poems and say stuff from Lady Taz's perspective, and you think that jostles and that works out. That makes
sense. That wasn't from my perspective. That poem wasn't from my perspective. It was just a fun piece that I put together one day. It has no resemblance to true life. It's just a joke.
All right. Well, anyways, my point is, I told sexy girl, whatever, I told her straight. I was like, look, bottom line is, you can't love two people I thought that she was feeling guilty on some level, but she emphatically came back and said, oh, hell no, I'm not feeling guilty. I'm just having fun. I'm like, listen, girl, if you ain't feeling guilty, then you need to talk to your mama, all right? You need to talk to your mama and find out why it is that you are no conscience, yo. You need to talk to her and say, mama, I got no conscience about what I'm doing to these two men. And in response to what Ray Ray said, Ray Ray, what are you saying? Be young, have fun. I may sound a bit prudish by saying this. I'm just saying that, you know what, you start off with bad habits young, they get a lot worse as you get older. I'm just saying. So if she's
no, no.
I'm just saying, look, bottom line is, if young girl out there is thinking that she's going to be working two dudes over at whatever age she's at, and let's
that's not cheating. It's only cheating if you're lying. And she's not committed to anybody, so it's not cheating.
Whatever. All right, let's say she perfects it. She don't get caught. Whatever. She just does what she does. She has fun, whatever. I don't know whether or not she will come to the realization down the road that maybe this might be poor behavior. But, you know, I just think that when, you know, us people are creatures of habit. If you start something small, you keep doing it, you just get better at it. And that's just it. And, you know, if she's thinking that she wants the quote-unquote traditional type of perspective of love, that of just one person for you and you for that person, then you're starting off on a bad habit. I'm thinking that, you know.
Jay.
Yeah, Ray.
Bullshit.
Oh, shit. All right,
You can't have it one way. You can't have it one way when it pertains to a female playing around. And then have a different perspective when it, you know, when you're referring to a guy.
No, you can't do that.
In prior shows that guys, you know, pretty much are, I guess they're always a player. They never really lose it, but they start playing it,
playing for different teams.
Didn't we just prior to this show, isn't Master Jay wanting to do a show on some kind of blocking?
No, we're going to deal with that.
You know, he's trying to suck
us at the same time. No, that's a pun, y'all. That's a really bad pun. All I'm saying is this, okay?
Oh, yeah, all you're saying is what?
Let me just make this point, all right?
Go ahead.
All right, yo, young lady who out there working the two dudes, right? If she's going to be working the two dudes, she might get used to working two dudes, right? And just like guys, like, you know, check this out. You know what? And this is case in point. If y'all ladies out there and you happen to have come across a dude who used to play the field, right? And you are, like, thinking that, you know, you want it, or he thinks that you're the one and he wants to settle down with you, then some of them may have old habits that get on your nerves, right? They have old habits that get on your nerves, and you might be saying to yourself, well, I want them to stop those habits. Guys don't usually call girls out on their old habits. I'm just saying that it sets for a woman, a woman called out by a dude for talking to a whole bunch of guys. If he does, then he'll probably come across as being, like, insecure in the situation. And
go on to her ways.
I'm thinking it's different for a dude because y'all ladies know that most women could tell a dude, don't do X, don't do Y, don't do Z, and then the dude will stop doing that type of behavior, right? But how many women
are actually
called out about their dudes?
How many dudes have you dated? Because they don't stop doing that. They don't stop doing that shit.
Well, none. Very good question.
They don't stop doing crap just because you ask them. They stop doing it when they want to stop doing it. That's it.
Exactly.
Period. And if a guy can make a change about his direction of playing games, so can a female. And she's not. Based on what she wrote, it's not a whole slew of guys. It's two.
Listen,
not to justify to make it seem like that's better, but as long as she is not committing to these people, it's okay. I think part of the issue with us.
But she has committed to these dudes. She's going saying that.
No, she didn't say she committed.
She just said she feels like she's in love with two of them. All right, if she's saying she's in love with two of them, maybe I'm making a mistake here, but I'm assuming that these fellows are feeling like she's
Well, see, I'm not assuming that because she didn't write that. So I'm going to assume these guys may not even love her back. Maybe these guys, what I was going to say is we start having sex, and sometimes it's kind of crazy to use the term making love because it confuses people with associating sex with love. And maybe she really isn't feeling love. I don't think she's really feeling love, but it's okay to explore whatever it is you're feeling and accept it. We don't have to commit so early.
I'm back.
The relationship don't have to be a commitment. So have your fun. That's all I'm saying.
Sean, are you back with us?
Yeah, I've been back for a minute.
All right. So what do you want to say to sexy girl who thinks she loves two men?
And let me just say this. I apologize to the listeners. I am on duty, and, you know, I got to save the city one house at a time. But as far as sexy girl goes, I don't see you being in love with two people at the same time. You might, and I've had this happen to me before, you might find a complete man in both of them. You might get one something from one guy that you're not getting from the other, and vice versa. That's possible because it's happened to me. Now, let me say this. Now, if you're doing both these guys and they don't know and
those
you're not committed, I'm sorry.
So you don't know that they don't know.
Well, I don't know that they don't know. I'm just saying. If you're doing,
I'll put it out. They don't know.
That is not always the case.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, whatever the case is, if she's sleeping with both these guys, which, you know, it's none of my business, but if you're sleeping with both these guys and they don't know and everything is going however you want it to go, you might as well just go ahead and have your menage a trois and call it a day. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up. It's one thing for a dude to know that you're not committed to him, okay? But it's another thing for you to actually introduce him to the other dude. Isn't that what you were telling us a week or two ago, that you were doing some girl about
keep them separate.
That, and then you came
yeah,
to the house.
Separate.
Yeah, you guys were all up, you know, in here going,
No.
You got to keep your
dude
separate.
I didn't say I was doing her. I just said that, you know, we was, I didn't say I was doing her, not on a regular, you know, we had our moments, we weren't committed to one another, you know, which wasn't a problem to me, you know.
Right, but when you rolled in and the other dude's sitting on the couch, you flipped out.
That's
no,
right.
I didn't flip out. I just, you know, it was like, wow. You know, and
weird.
I, you know, right. It was weird. It,
right.
It weirded
and now
me
you're
out.
Telling
was,
sexy girl that she should get the two dudes together. Now, come on now, Sean. Here's another suck and blow situation.
No, it's not. He's just being real about it. Like,
I'm just,
you know,
right,
because
if I was doing two women and they didn't know, I'm damn sure going to bring it up. Hey. What do you think about a threesome? I'm gonna ask both of them what you think about a threesome. Me, you, and another female. And if one of them say, hey, that's cool, I'm with it, whatever, I'm gonna go talk to the other one. Hey, what's up with a threesome? Can you handle that? I mean, what's up? You know, blah, 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 blah. And if they both win it, shit, you think I ain't gonna jump on that shit? I'm
well, part of the issue
dog,
is,
baby.
Part of the thing is, you don't feel like you love those people. Or do you?
No,
but
you don't.
Feel like you would, because you don't offer a threesome
with
somebody who you love.
It can't.
Well,
hey,
at least
you know
most people
though?
Don't. Most
you
people.
You know what though? You know what though? I have to disagree with you on that one, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have to disagree with you on that one, because my ex wife, when we were boyfriend and girlfriend, she asked me if I wanted to have a threesome.
Well, there you go.
So
there was your first Khaleesh
so, I mean,
and the married her.
Nah, she had to try. But you know what? You know, it's kind of weird. Hold on. I'm going to pop in on this. Hold on, Lady Taz. What's kind of weird is maybe she put it out there because she just wanted to just satisfy any type of desire that he had at the time. And she was in love with him. And she just wanted to test the waters.
Well, isn't it true that later on when you actually married her, she ended up cheating? So, like I'm saying, you know what?
Yeah, she wound up cheating, but, I mean, you know, she going to get hers in the end, you know.
Reciprocity is something else. You got to get yours.
Right. It's
no
nothing
matter
that
what.
It's nothing that I can do to her that that's going to be as bad as what she has to go through when Judgment Day comes around. She got to stand before the man upstairs and be judged, and she knows she's wrong. So, you know, hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I'm not even going to worry about it. Move on to the next one. Keep it moving.
Lady Taz, that was the cue to play the Jay-Z track off the next one. You going to play it?
Hey, but back to that sexy girl thing. Maybe one of them make her go ooh, the other one make her go ah.
Or either get with both of them and she can go ooh ah.
No, not together.
I mean, it's like this. If you ain't ready for marriage, do you. Fuck what everybody else thinks. Do
exactly. Thank you.
If you having fun and you ain't trying to hurt nobody, do you. If you being deceptive to him, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's easier.
That's wrong.
It's easier to tell a dude, hey, I want to have a sexual relationship than it is to tell a woman that. Because you kicking it with a woman and telling you just want to tap that ass because you want to tap somebody else, chances are you're looking for some new putty. But, you know, like I said, it's kind of easier for a woman to be like, a woman to tell a man, hey, I just want us to have a physical.
Word.
Yeah.
Any other emails from the squawk box there?
Well, actually, there was one other email that I meant to address last week, which I did not. And so, you know, before we actually get to what this show was going to be about, but we will because we've got plenty of time today. What is that?
That was my alert. I'm sorry. That was my alert.
Thank you, dear. Okay, so Sweetness and Heart wrote in, and she said she's in a wheelchair, she has no money. And there's this dude that she's been seeing. He's gorgeous, and he says he loves her, but she doesn't believe him.
Why the hell not?
Is there more?
Well, I kind of wrote it in short form, but the gist of it is she just can't believe that he wants to be with her given sort of her self-perception.
What the hell?
Wow.
That makes no sense.
It does make sense. She just has low self-esteem, obviously.
Really?
If she can think that it's impossible for someone to love her, I mean, that's crazy.
Well, she made
everybody
a point of underlining the word gorgeous, that he's gorgeous. Kind of like, oh, she might be able to get a dude, but not of this caliber.
Yeah, I caught note of that because that adds to her low self-esteem. She doesn't look at herself as being attractive.
Right.
And so she's having a hard time accepting that someone else would be attracted to her.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever reason we have to. What'd you say?
It might not be the fact that she's not attractive. It just might be the fact that she's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but she underlined gorgeous and made. I mean, if somebody, you know what, because a guy is gorgeous or fine or whatever the case is, if he's attracted to you, so what? He's attracted to you.
Period. If he love you, let that man love on you, woman.
That's right. Don't make him jump through extra hoops. I mean, damn.
Right.
He's hunting you down.
Right. If he wanted love on you, let him love on you. Whether you're in a wheelchair, you confined to a bed, or you, whatever the case is, if that man professes his love to you and he's genuine and he's true about it, let him love all over you,
accept
girl.
It.
What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Right.
Accept it.
Deal with it and love on him back.
I mean, if you were in high school and it's a possible carry situation, I would understand you being a bit skeptical. But this woman sounds like a grown woman. No, seriously. You know, because, you know, kids, they're cruel and they do stupid jokes, right? But,
yeah.
You know, if you're a grown person and somebody who's able to go and talk to umpteen different amounts of women or whatever and says that, you know what, something innate in you is special, therefore I am going to pursue you regardless of your ailments. I mean,
but if he is so gorgeous, then he probably has women pushing up on him all of the time. And that aggressiveness from women may be a turnoff. So the fact that she is not coming at him from that angle may be what attracts him most.
Word. That she might be just a soulful person.
And
yeah.
The bottom line is, here's what Lady Taz is going to say. Sweetness, it's not just about the outside. It's really, truly, at the end of the day, is about what's on the inside. And you may not perceive yourself as being gorgeous or beautiful or up to his standard, but I got a feeling that he looks at you and says you are gorgeous and beautiful. So,
exactly.
Run with that. Literally.
Chris didn't comment.
Pardon?
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to Sweetness?
Nothing really. I mean, she got to set low self-esteem. I ain't really too much I can say on it. I can't, because I ain't never been in a wheelchair, so I don't know how to comfort somebody who, you know, 24/7 got to have a wheelchair with them, 24/7 got to have, you know, them, you know, people pity looks and this and that. She deals with that 24/7, so the self-esteem that she has is different from like the low self-esteem that we would have. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we have low self-esteem, you know, based on stuff that ain't even there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wheelchairs with her 24/7. Okay. And so for her to sit there and wonder that it's gonna be there, she gonna have that, not going anywhere. No matter what. I mean, I know a lady where I deliver mail, and she's gorgeous, but she in a wheelchair. And her husband, he's a nice-looking dude and everything. And they make it work. So, I mean, it can work. But, I mean, like I said, what can I tell her about her self-esteem? Nothing, because it's different from the self-esteem I have.
Very good point, Chris,
yeah.
And
point.
I have to
good
agree
good
with
point.
You about.
And you thought you had nothing to say.
What?
Are you trying to pick on me?
No,
well, go ahead. Go ahead. Bring it on.
Listen,
because I'm good and ready for your ass.
Well, you know what? Just to go on to the next question. I got something for you. Don't worry. Go on to the next one.
All right. Good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as it was promoted and advertised, this show today is about men on the down low. Now, let me explain to you why it is that we decided to go with this topic.
Living a double life. Oh.
The man is losing his mind. That's all I can say to y'all. Anyway, it was prompted by an email, and a woman wrote in and said that she was married with one child. And she said that after the child was born, I gathered from the email that the age of the child is somewhere in the range of like 9 months, 10 months. Her husband came to her and told her that he's gay. And he says that he wants to stay married to her. Her name is Broken Forever. He says that he wants to stay married to her, but he wants to experiment. He's not sure if he's, like, totally gay or maybe he's bi. Bottom line, she says she doesn't trust him. She's hurt and brokenhearted, and now she doesn't know what to do, and she's got a son. And she says, you know, that love is not like a tap where you can just turn it off. So she's still in love with him, and she wants to know what, you know, our panel would have to say. And so that's how we came about doing this show about men on the down low. So that's the quandary here. So what I suggest we do is perhaps start with Brokenhearted first and then we can kind of run with the topic from there. Master Jay, would you like to weigh in?
Right, because in anticipation of this show, we've had some preliminary discussions, and I have to say that I'm sorry for what happened to this young lady. It's absolutely horrific. But the bottom line is she has a life with this gentleman, and he's going to try to give her some sort of cock and bull story about he still cares about her, wants to work it out with her, etc. And she needs to get away from the situation faster than you can say jump a Jack Flash. If he tries to suggest, look, I want to stay married to you and I want to go outside of the relationship, she needs to get out of there. Because the only thing that can happen as of this point is her personal self-destruction. I mean, he obviously has now declared that he doesn't desire her as much as he had led her to believe before. He clearly has stated that he has, you know, designs of a sexual orientation that clearly will bring another sexual partner into the relationship. It means that at the end of the day, he puts her at risk, he's lied to her, and at the end of the day, he's not going to support her either mentally and definitely not satisfy her physically, because in the back of her mind, she's going to be thinking that homeboy was just up in another homeboy. So bottom line is, she needs to get the heck out of the situation. And yes, you're right. Love is not a tap. And you know what? Maybe you can't just shut it off after day one, day two, or day three. But I assure you that this is a challenge that she's going to have to take head on, and she's going to have to try to remove herself from the situation. And there's no way that I anticipate, Lady Taz, that you're going to try to suggest that she might be able to even salvage something like this. Because at the end of the day, what's going to end up happening is she's going to reflect on how poorly she judged the situation. And she's going to be getting down on herself.
Actually, I have to say, Master Jay, that I agree with you.
Whoa!
Because at the basis or at the foundation of the story is betrayal.
Exactly.
It's a different story if he had come to her before they got married, before they took their vows, and said, look, here's some issues I'm dealing with.
Before they got pregnant.
You and this, that, the other, whatever. And before she got pregnant. So that would be, in my view, an entirely different situation. You know, Lady Taz is big on the whole honesty thing and, you know, being able to tell each other anything. So, you know, to me, the basis of this whole thing is betrayal, and that's the part that I think you just cannot get over.
All right, so you're saying there's no justifiable way that she can work with this dude?
No, I don't believe so.
All right. Just so we're clear, that's a first. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Renee, where do you come down on this whole thing?
I agree with the both of you. And, of course, he would want the relationship to continue. Therefore, she could help him create his whole little facade of being a straight man. It's unacceptable behavior when you lie. It's just totally unacceptable. You cannot start, even if he was struggling with whatever he was dealing with, you know, wanting a guy or whatever the case was. This is why I had said before, we got to learn to be honest with ourselves. You cannot go about starting a family, you know, getting married and all of these things on the basis of what you feel people expect you to do. You have to be true to yourselves. And this woman is no different. She needs to be true to herself because, just like Jay said, in the end, you'll end up ruining yourself trying to stay for the sake of the child, trying to stay for the sake of marriage. No, this guy is not, he is not worth it. He's not worth it.
Sean, what do you have to say?
I say get rid of the bum.
Mm-hmm.
Plain and simple. I mean, you know, you deceived her in numerous ways. I mean, because you led her on to believe that you were a straight individual. And after you got her trust, you won her trust and all that, you come back and you tell her, oh, well, And something else I forgot to tell you. I'm gay and I want to experiment and I want to. Nah. You got to let that go, sweetie. You got to let him go. And, you know, I know you can't turn love on and off like it's a tap and all that. But eventually, you got to get past that. You got to move on and just let him go. I mean, because you're going to self-destruct. You're gonna worry yourself to death about what's going on. Is he out with Biff and Jim? And you know you don't need that. You don't need to spend the other.
Okay, let me turn it to Chris real quick. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I think if she ain't stabbed him yet, then she might as well go ahead and leave. Because that really ain't cool. I don't understand the concept of, you know, Monday you want a dick and Tuesday you want some pussy. I don't understand that concept. And don't get me wrong, I have nothing against gay people. Like I said, I got a friend, he gay, and we cool as a cucumber. So, but like I say, he lets people know he is gay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so you got all these, and he even told me something, because I remember one time, I saw him, and he was, like, telling me he had a date with this married man. And I'm tripping, you know, because I'm like, you know, that's when I first started hearing about the download brothers and, you know, all that stuff. But, I mean, I just don't understand or grasp that concept because, like I say, you should get dealt with seriously, man, for something like that. I mean, I know we got laws, but you should get dealt with seriously.
Okay, but we are not in any way, shape, or form promoting violence.
No, I'm not promoting violence.
Out there, okay.
I'm not promoting violence. I'm just saying if she did something, I'd understand.
Okay, all right. So now I am going to pose a question to just the gentleman on the panel. Bear with me, Renee, because I want to see this, okay?
Oh, boy.
So now you guys, picture yourself, you're married. Your wife comes to you and says, honey, you know, I'm thinking that maybe I might be, like, floating both ways, you know, and I kind of want to be with another woman. So now, what's your response to that? We'll start with Master J.
Yeah, why are you putting me, you know
well,
what?
Well, because I went around in a circle. I started with you, I went to Sean, then I went to Chris, now it's back to you.
All right. We married, right?
Uh-huh.
And, woman comes and says to me, I want to bring a chick into the mix.
Right.
I'd probably be very calm about it. I'd probably ask, like, well, why do you want to bring a chick? How long have these feelings been there? If I've gotten married,
uh-huh.
I would have a problem with it. I've already, like, I decided that I was going to build a union between myself and this woman, and we've done what we've decided we've done, right? I've kind of gotten past all of whatever, you know, history that may have existed before, and, you know, we're here now, and all of our past relationships mean absolutely nothing to me, and the only thing that's supposed to matter is me and her. So if she's now saying that she wants a relationship with somebody else, I would have a problem with it. And I don't care how crazy it is. Like, oh, guess what? I got Eva Longoria coming over. Or I got, I don't know,
Gabriela
Nunez or Halle Berry coming over. You trust me, it's going to be something that, you know, you're going to remember for the rest of your life. I'll be like, yeah, like I'm going to remember our vows that you just broke. Peace. And I'll be cool with that. I'll be warm with myself. I'll be comfortable. That'd be comfortable. Because I would say to myself, I was like, yeah, well, you know what? If I wanted to do the wild, crazy single stuff, I would have stayed single. Right?
So you would bounce?
You know what I would do? I would ask, like, if she wasn't happy in the relationship, clearly we would have to talk about it. If she decided, or once she opened up the door and she decided that she wasn't happy being with me because I was too much of a stick in the mud, I was just trying to be dedicated to her, and she wanted to, you know, go beaver diving.
She just wanted to get your stick muddy.
Yes. it would be a problem. Thank you, Ray. Thank you. It would be a problem. It would be a serious problem.
All right, next, Sean. Same question.
Yeah. What was the question?
Oh,
now. Your wife comes to you and says, look, I was at the club, and I was at the club with my girlfriend, and then this girl hit on me, and I have her waiting outside. She's drunk as hell, and she wants to come inside and get on with both of us. Honey, please, let's just do it this one time.
No problem.
Well, there he go.
No problem. No,
That's not the example. That's not the example. The example is you're married, your wife comes to you and says, listen, I think I'm a lesbian, and I want to explore that side of me.
Okay, well, if I can be the cream in between the cookie, it's all good.
What if it can't be the cream in between the cookie? What if she just wants to do that and then be with you separately? She doesn't want to mix the two.
No, it's time to bounce. It's time to bounce. I mean, seriously, it's time to bounce because
there's nothing in it for you, basically.
Right, you're not going to have your ice cream cake and eat it too. You know what I'm saying? Me and the ex went to Memphis for one of her cousin's wedding or whatever. Now, mind you, it was the hotel, it was a car lot, and next to the car lot was a topless bar. So I'm like, hey, let's go over to the topless bar. You know, fine. We went over there. She got in free, whatever. I bought the first two drinks. It's cool. So, you know, I'm sitting there, you know, and bad little chick come up to me, you want to dance? I'm like, no, I'm here with my wife. She's like, oh, no, go ahead, you can get a dance. You better go ahead and get it because this is the only time I'm going to allow you to do this. I'm like, nah, baby, I'm good. I don't need that. I said, well, why don't you dance for my wife? So they went in the little VIP room. I went in and I watched. And, you know, she was all over my wife. And then I seen my wife grab her ass. I'm like, oh, for real? So, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm like, And the room is just right on the other side of the car lot. Well, what do you know? So, I mean, but it nothing jumped off. It didn't even go down like that. I wish it did, but it didn't. So, you know, it's all good. But, I mean, if she came to me and said, well, you know, hey, I'm a lesbian and I want to do this, that, and the other, but I still want to be with you separately, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not going down. I'm sorry. And we married? Oh, hell no. Nah. Whatever you going to do, if you going to do whatever it is you going to do, you going to do it with me or you going to be by yourself. It's plain and simple. You're not going to have your ice cream cake, eat it too.
All right. Chris, what do you have to say?
Well, being that I'm not that selfish, I'm going to have to go with this. All right. I'm a firm believer that through the course of a relationship, you can't always give a person exactly what they need, things that they want. Now, if she wants some extra dick, we'll have a problem. Okay? But if she really has this thing about women, because like I said, you don't tell everything about yourself, even things that you are dealing with. You don't always, that person don't always know. They may know a bunch of deep, dark secrets, but they may not know every deep, dark secret you got, okay? And, yeah, being gay is a big one, but, you know, like I say, they don't know everything. And if she finally gets the courage to tell me, I'm not going to punish her for it, you know? So if it's something she got to do and I love her enough, I probably just have to deal with it. I mean, I can pray that I get invited to the party, but as long as it ain't with another man, I'm probably not going to have a problem with it because I can't give her what that other woman giving her. I mean, eat pussy, but I ain't that good.
Okay, so here's what just happened, and it's exactly what I predicted. And the only reason Jay didn't fall into the trap is because he saw it coming, and that's what I really, truly believe. But the other two,
you talk because
the bottom line is when you gave advice, okay, to Heartbroken, y'all said, she's got a jet, boom, that's it, no way, boom, it's not about love, you know, don't worry, love will end, blah, blah, blah. But when I flipped it around, all of a sudden the answer was completely different, completely different.
Mm-mm-mm. Like, that's what I would do.
Not really. Not really, Lady Taz.
Yeah, it
so,
was.
Lady Taz,
it
why
was.
Don't you answer
you
the
can't.
Question? Now, you married. Homeboy goes to you and says, I want to bring somebody else into the relationship. What do you say to homeboy?
Okay, well, I have a
well,
lot
no,
of
no,
questions.
No, 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 no. I don't know why it is you got so silent.
Well, I got a whole lot of questions.
No, 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 no. I'm not asking you to ask more
who
questions.
Who does he want to bring
I'm
into the relationship?
I'm asking you, because you just put the whole of the male squad
no,
on
no,
the
no,
show.
No, 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 no,
no,
no.
No,
no,
you put the whole of the male squad on this show on blast. You just try to make my boy Sean and my boy C look like we were not being consistent. What's
well,
your perspective?
Not.
No, what's your perspective?
My perspective, if you use the exact same example, which is what I did, which is what I said was, if your wife came to you, you've been married for a while, whatever, and she comes to you and says, I think I'm a lesbian, and I want to experiment on that side, blah, 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 which is exactly what this email is
what
about.
What would you do if your husband came to you?
So here's what, well, I'm going to tell you right now, exactly the answer I gave to her, which is, he betrayed me. The foundation of our marriage has got a crack in it. This is something you should have come to me before we got married so that I could make a informed decision on whether or not I wanted to marry you, number one, two, bear your children, et cetera, et cetera. To come to me after you've been married for a period of time and then suddenly reveal this, no, man, well, what the hell? Are you kidding me? Being gay or being lesbian is not a little thing. It's not like you forgot to pay a bill.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a little more debt than we thought we had. Okay, we can do that. But this is a major fundamental issue. And the day that I married you, I said I do and all that stuff on the presumption that I knew everything that was important and that I knew everything I needed to know about you to make this decision. And now you're going to come to
yeah.
me and tell me you're not the person I thought you were? No, 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 no. And once you break that trust, that bond of trust, I think it's broken forever. I don't think that you
okay.
can ever rebuild.
And that's cool,
the people
too.
Make-
but hold on. What would I do? Okay, what would I do and what I think she should do is two different things. She should do what's best for her. I didn't tell her she should just leave him. I said, because I said she should kill it. Really, that's, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know.
You are the most
women, two women being together is not a threat to,
and that's
most
where
men.
I'm going to take this. That's where I'm going to take this.
Where are you
this.
Taking this, Liz?
I'm taking this to where it seems, okay? Statistically, and I've done a lot of research today on this.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Statistically, it seems that it is far more acceptable not only by men, but women also when they think of or picture or are told about two women being together versus two men being together. And my question is, why is that? Why is that?
Why is it that it's more acceptable socially that we're more comfortable with two women being together than two men being together?
That's correct.
Want me answer that one?
Well, go ahead. Give it a
all
shot.
Right. Because two women with them sultry voices, I love you, sound way better than I love you too.
Oh, my God.
That's not why. In my opinion, the reason why is... I think it's because women tend to always want to please a man. So women, I know a woman who fell into that type of a trap with her husband. He wanted a threesome. He wanted a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
nagged and nagged her until she was willing to give in.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, all the guilt and all this kind of crap about, you know, what he always wanted to do and making her feel so guilty because he wouldn't have this experience. And, you know, he married her. He thought it would be something that would pass. But, you know, when you're married and it's just the two of you together intimately, you don't have the variety. And this was something I guess he was longing for or missing or maybe just feeling a little, you know, like things were just always the same as far as when they were having sex. And it just was so much for her. She went through with it to please him. She continued doing it to please him. To please him. And then she,
not,
you know, and then she got into.
That's
well, then she got into the issue. Well, yeah, because then she actually felt like she was in love with a woman.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And, I mean, this was time and time, maybe even a couple years after the husband introduced the woman into their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we've heard from Chris and we've heard from Renee. Sean, what do you think? Why is it more acceptable for two women to be together than two men?
Well, I don't. You know what? It's more socially acceptable for two women to be together than two men because you have two soft bodies that you would like to be in between as opposed to being in between two hard bodies. You feel me?
Not really.
No, because I'm a female. I'm a female, so I would much prefer two hard bodies.
Well, of course you would, because you're a woman. But I'm not. If I had a choice, to be with two men or two women, I'm going for two women all the time. 10 times out of 10, it's gonna be women. Period. And I can't tell you what everybody else thinks, but I just. Two women, I would jump at that in a heartbeat.
Okay, Master Jay, I'm going to repeat the question
yet
again.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Why is it more
acceptable? You don't need to ask me the question again. I heard it before. All right,
okay.
I heard it before.
No. Go ahead.
Bottom line is, all right, the perception of a man, all right, inside society, is my opinion, all right, is that a man doesn't express their feelings. They're like producers. They're hard. They do what they need to do. They get the job done. They produce for the family. Call it a day, right? The type of camaraderie that we have, heterosexual men, is like in the execution of sports or you know building something together, and then you know we go home. You know, we see our wives and or girlfriends or harems or whatever, we call it a day. So
harems.
I'm just saying
of course. You're being inclusive. Thank
you. I'm being inclusive.
Yes.
Listen, there's some dudes out there that have harems, you know. They actually have harems.
Yes.
So anyways, the point is for a woman though, we still believe that it's easier for women to do stuff together, right? Be intimate together. Express their feelings together. So the logical progression, that if women express their feelings, they have vulnerabilities, that if you see a woman and a woman together and they're open about their feelings, about their insecurities, that yes, you can find another comfort in another woman. And if it becomes sexual, I guess most people would look at it and be like, well, look, they understand each other. They've talked. They've expressed each other. They know where each other is coming from, and it's become sexual. So people look at lesbians differently than, you know, guys. I have male friends that are also gay, and when they talk about the difficulties about, you know, coming out, they talk about the point that other men find that they are, you know, less masculine, right? They find that they don't feel comfortable, well, they perceive that other heterosexual men don't feel comfortable around them because they're not, you know, have the same sexual orientations as the heterosexual men. And they don't feel that, you know, they feel that they're made fun of because of these issues. So, you know, in the male sphere, it's like, you know, homosexual men feel that, you know, heterosexual men will look at them as not being quote-unquote men. You know, but, you know, females don't look at lesbians as not being women. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, we do.
You don't look at them, you look at them as not being women?
We know they're females, but we would tend to say, I mean, what do you think? They say women are butch. You know, they're identifying this female with more masculine tendencies than feminine.
You know what? You know it,
well,
it,
some
I,
because
I, no,
it's,
some
it's,
I don't find that all lesbians have a butch side or a butch.
No,
woman.
No, that's true. I know that, but
yeah.
I understand that. I know that.
Here's why.
I know
here's
that.
Why I think that.
But I didn't finish my point, though.
I'm sorry.
I didn't finish my point because I don't want to be getting the emails later saying Master J didn't answer the question.
No. See, these questions Master J will answer.
That's ridiculous.
You
Let
will be coming
point.
Back to get the answers to those questions that
listen,
are still left unanswered.
Bottom line is, you know, guys are very territorial, right? You know, usually and instinctively, very territorial. So, you know, if a guy typically has more women around him that, you know, are not as territorial, he's fine with it. He can be comfortable with a whole bunch of women around him. And if women are expressing themselves sexually towards another woman, a guy may not be threatened by that, right? But guys will feel threatened or uncomfortable, all right, around homosexual people sometimes. And they have to address that, you know, because they're like, well, these people have different sexual orientations. And until, you know, you openly identify that you might be uncomfortable and you address that openly, you know, I guess these perceptions that we have about, you know, homosexual men and heterosexual men, like, they have to be discussed. And that's why possibly people are not as comfortable about, you know, these issues of, you know, heterosexual and homosexual relationships, specifically about men. So that's where I think the point lies.
Now am I allowed to speak?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, thank you so much. So along the same lines as what Jay was just saying, I think that the reason it's more acceptable is because people are used to seeing women hug and kiss and, you know, they're much more affectionate with one another. And so it's but a step to envision something more. Whereas with men, similar to what Master J was saying, you don't really see that. You know, they may give each other a high five. They may give each other one of these, you know, manly kind of hugs, you know, kind of like hugging a 2x4. And, you know, that's it. And so it's a far longer, deeper stretch to picture anything more. So that's my opinion.
I think that and the fact that men, I mean, yes, we all openly, most women openly will tell another woman she looks nice, her shape is nice, you know, anything, or, you know, you're wearing those jeans, the same way guys would say things like that. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily, you know, it should be acceptable. I think porn and so many other things have just added to the desires, because you watch it long enough, you're going to want it. And there's so much out there about women, you know, girl-on-girl porn. That's probably how it got so popular and why so many people are into it. And women do show each other affection, but a woman can't do anything to me that a man can't do, and I don't want any soft hands on me. I don't want no titties on my back. I don't like that whole aspect of things. But the guys tend to be against another guy being in the room because they're threatened, just what Jay said. It's the territorial type thing, but they want to think that they're the only one that can break her back and can make her come and get the same reaction out of her.
Which leads me, actually, to the next question. And the next question is, and again, I researched it, and I'll put the research out there at the end after everybody's answered. But this question of, are you born gay or can you become gay?
Big topic.
So there you go. So let's see. Well, we'll just go to Chris.
What's the question?
Am I putting you to sleep or something? Okay.
Nah, I mean, everybody, I be kind of like, you know, tune out. Everybody be talking over each other, so, you know, trying to, like, you know.
Okay.
What's the question again?
The question is, do you believe the people are born gay or they can become gay?
Don't know.
And if they're gay, can they switch back to being not gay?
Don't know.
And you have no opinion on it?
Nope. Don't speak on nothing I don't know nothing about, and I don't know nothing about it.
Okie dokie. Sean, do you have an opinion?
Yeah, I got an opinion. It could go either way. Sometimes you could be born gay, or you might just turn gay. I mean, and it goes to the point where, you know, you got more female chromosomes than you got male chromosomes. You know, that has been discussed on talk shows that I've watched in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have some guys that just don't have luck with women that just be like, fuck it, I'm going to men now. You know, so you can,
wow.
you can be born gay and you can turn gay. Now, as far as switching back and all that shit, I don't know about all that, because I think once you go gay, I don't know, it's kind of hard to say coming back. You know, because how can you get used to, you know, getting your shit piled in?
A lot of religions, say that, you know, if you are religious and this and that, then you won't be gay. And they actually have programs that they offer to make you un-gay.
Well, I doubt that very seriously.
Okay.
You can't. I mean, you can't stop nobody from liking what they like. Plain and simple. If he liked dick, then that's what he liked. Period. It's the end of discussion. You like, if you like pussy, you like pussy. Period.
Okay, and Renee, what do you have to say?
I have no idea. You know, I've had that conversation with some people before, and I don't know. I honestly don't know. I think anything is possible, so a person could potentially be born that way. I know plenty of people feel as if they were, because there are people who have accounts to back to their childhood where it's a boy and he was always attracted to a little boy. He never wanted a girlfriend, the way you'll see little kids in school and playgrounds wanting the little girlfriend. He always wanted a boy, or and vice versa with a female. But it's true that with religion, they seem to think almost always that you were never born that way, that it's learned behavior and something that you've chosen to do. And there was one person who is gay, and she said to me, why would I choose to be this? Everybody mistreats me. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Once she came out, everybody was making fun of her, and she had so much to go through dealing with family, friends, and so forth, that she's like, why would I choose this? I'm just trying to be me. I'm just trying to do what I want to do.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Well, and actually, I'm sorry, Master Jay.
Hello. you know what? I'm going to agree with Sean, and I'm just trying to remember the name of this gentleman who had the courage to come speak at a high school in Malvern in Toronto. He lived in Montreal, and he told us his story about how he came, quote-unquote, out of the closet after he had told the entire auditorium that he, as a young man, was sexually assaulted by his uncle. And then he just developed and always felt that after that experience that, you know,
wow.
He was always attracted to males. However, on the flip side of that, there are, as Renee had indicated, people from the get-go who just were always attracted to males or always attracted to females. So I you know, the issue of sexual orientation is one that's very complex when it comes to the development of, you know, people who have like sex desires. And you know what? Some people within the gay community have been affected by their society, right? It wasn't a personal choice that they had. Sometimes, because of certain socialization, they have the desire to only like, you know, men or only like women, and that cannot be ignored. So it's not to say that everyone's simply born that way. It is not also to discount the fact that, you know, it is a difficult choice to eventually accept,
because it is. So at the end of the day, within the gay community, I truly feel that there are people that have had the desires from the get-go and have the courage to say that from the get-go I was this way. But on the same respect, there are people who say that, you know what, I was kind of socialized this way. This is what I was exposed to. This is what I like now. Certain things happened to me on the way, which has made me feel that I have desires towards this. And because I've shown those desires, and I can't be heterosexual just because I've shown those desires for whatever reasons I was socialized or exposed to. And I just wish I could remember that gentleman, but he had the whole, and it was a Catholic school, had the whole auditorium in tears talking about his story. And it was just another perspective that, you know, it's not just a nature thing, it's also a nurture situation. So,
well, the way it was explained to me once upon a time was as follows. In the same way, you know, the person asked me, would you consider being with a woman? And I said, no. And the person said to me, well, in the same way that you are so confident of the fact that you don't want to be with a woman, so too a gay person knows they want to be with a same-sex partner. And in the same way that your sexuality, and when you say socialized, I mean, I don't believe that people are socialized in terms of their sexuality. Gay couples have raised children, and they have been or come out, you know, heterosexual. And in fact, when I did all my research, and I'll just read you this one little snippet. This is a paragraph dealing with choice versus innate, meaning is it a choice or is it that you're actually born this way? And what this particular document says, the current literature and most scholars and experts in this field state that one's sexual orientation is not a choice. That is, individuals do not choose to be homosexual or heterosexual. There is no scientific evidence that parenting, sexual abuse, or other adverse life events or early childhood experiences influence sexual orientation.
That's, I don't know about that.
Those assumptions are now understood to have been based on misinformation and prejudice. I think that potentially what could happen, Master Jay, and I'm not saying that that's the case, but, you know, a person who has been through that and then ends up being gay may point to that to say, well, see, that's why I'm gay. I wasn't born this way. I was made this way. See, I would have been normal just like the rest of you all, but because these things happen to me, that's how I am. Just because it might be easier for that person to deal with their gayness. And that's just, you know, my opinion. But like I said, that's what the research tends to show. Now, my next question is this. A lot of people say, well, why is it that there were no gay people 20 years ago, and now, like, it seems like everybody's gay? Every second person's gay. Any thoughts on why it seems that way?
Well, you know,
it's like a fad.
Go on, Chris.
I said, they must not have been paying attention because you've been gay people since Roman times, hell, before Roman times.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's been around, man. It ain't, you know, I mean, the popularity of it didn't grow until, you know, later on in life and stuff like that. But homosexuality has been around forever.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the first homosexual couple was an Egyptian male and male couple who lived around 2400 B.C.
The first recorded.
The first recorded.
First recorded, that's correct.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, just but, by virtue of that, that tells you it's been around forever and a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, Chris. Go ahead.
I'm good, Charlotte. I mean, as I was saying, it's been around forever. It ain't brand new. I mean, not brand new.
No, it's not brand new, but I think
people?
It's...
Go ahead. Go ahead, Renee.
Oh, I think it's just more people. It's more accepting why you see it more.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just openly accepting. Or I know of some kids, and I can understand where Jay was coming from about being socialized. And I know I've heard a group of, like, teenage girls who felt like it was just something to do.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to experience it. They just wanted to experience everything so that they could make a decision. This was how they justified their actions. And, I mean, these little girls were all into guys, and then there is an older female who started liking one of the girls, and she would tease her and all kinds of things, and it got them all curious about it. So they were all experimenting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Four teenage girls. So to some extent, it's like becoming a fad.
No, I don't. I don't think that I don't even think society may look at that as being wrong. I don't know if a older female was preying on young women and abusing them in a sexual fashion, if, you know, it would get the same type of response. I don't know. It's just a question I'm throwing out there.
It should have. She was in her mid to late 20s, and this was like a 16-year-old girl, 16-year-old girl, to the point where she left home and moved in with the girl.
And you were saying, Master Jay, that what? That
well, yeah,
if
I'll
it was a
it,
man that
yeah,
was doing it?
Yeah, we'll put it out there to everyone that's, signing up on Blog Talk and, you know, podcasts and iTunes, you know, tell them to send their emails what their opinion is of, you know, maybe like how society looks at older women that prey on younger girls who are caught up in this idea that, you know, men think it's, desirable that they have, you know, female sexual partners, and, you know, women are encouraging them to have, you know, sexual relations with other females. And, you know, I just, you know, when I hear this quick little snippet from Renee, my mind just can't help but think that it would be a shame that, you know, women today.
Well, that was an issue that her mother should have taken care of.
Yeah.
But she didn't, so.
That, right? Because I have, being a person that could, you know, have young family members growing up, that if they were to be exploited by saying or shown constant images to whatever medium that, this is what you should be doing to either get a guy or that you should do because it's the end thing to do. I would have a problem with that. I'd have a real problem with that. Just my opinion.
Well, I agree. I think that it shouldn't matter because, and I think where you were going originally, Master Jay, was that if it had been a man doing it, he would have been arrested and thrown in jail.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what state in the United States he was in.
How do you mean?
Depends on what state you're in, if you're in the United States, because laws are different from state to state. What's acceptable in one may not be in the next, and it's so many cases where the female, whether she's young and everybody else can see that she's been victimized, she feels like she's grown and she was doing what she wanted to do, and she stands strong on that. So not in all cases can the guy even be prosecuted.
But if the target
depends on the age difference.
Is underage. Isn't 15 underage in all the states in the U.S.?
Of course that's underage,
no.
But it depends on the age of the guy. It depends on, you know, the person who was praying. Because there's still, like, I can't remember exactly what it is in Florida, but there's a differential in years that would allow it, like somebody 18 to somebody 16.
Of some outrageous cases coming out of the U.S., and I, in fact, think it is the state of Florida. Wasn't there a young man who was 17 or 16, going to be 17, and a girl who was 15, going to be 16, and they had sex, and the parents found out, and he was charged with rape and got some huge sentence. And there was this outcry, like, oh, my God, like, these are, you know, like.
Yeah, but that was rape. That wasn't.
They had consensual sex. They had consensual sex. But he was charged with rape because she's underage. She can't consent, right? If you have
he was underage as well.
Age, you cannot consent.
If it's a case that was close to me, which is like Collier County, the girl's family is the one who pressed charges, and her family is the one who said rape. She,
correct,
sitting in the background, after time passed, she said it wasn't rape. And like anything else, they want you to hold on to your first cry or your first statement that you made, or else you're going to get prosecuted. She initially just cooperated with what her family, her father was pissed, and she just initially cooperated with what he said. Or maybe they got caught, and she immediately said that it was rape to her dad, and her dad made her go through with that. But it was consensual and believed to be consensual through all of the texts and emails and different thing that was provided. But the initial complaint was rape.
And he was, in fact, sentenced to some huge jail term, and then there was going to be appeals. And I never did find out what actually ended up happening. But that's not an isolated case in the U.S. It's happened in other states as well. So, I mean, I don't know. In any event, I don't even know how we ended up there. but anyway, so that's it. That's it. So anybody want to make any closing arguments or closing comments with respect to this topic? And I will start with Sean.
Only thing I can say is check the ID.
Check the ID?
But, yeah, I mean, with all this underage sex and all that shit, I mean, as far as me, myself, my opinion, you can tell how old a female is by the conversation. If you can't pick up on that conversation and tell that this chick is not old enough to be in the bed with you, then you get what you deserve, what you get.
I don't think it's that simple. I don't think it's that simple.
Well, that's just over here. I don't know about nowhere else. But in, I can pick up on a female's conversation and tell that she's old enough to be in the bed with me.
Well, but you got to understand, you're older as well. But if you're dealing with a 25-year-old male or 22-year-old male, some of these 14-year-olds, man, they look like they're 25. You know, with their makeup and their clothes and their this and their that. You know what I mean? And don't forget, girls tend to be, you know, mature than boys, right? So you can't compare a 15-year-old girl and a 15-year-old boy. But
that's
anyway,
not always.
That wasn't the topic. That wasn't the topic of the night. We strayed. The topic tonight was on the down low. So anyway, any last comments with regarding to the topic we had tonight? Sean, anything you want to say about that topic?
That down low shit. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Fuck it. That's nah. If you come at me one way, then that's the way I'm expecting you to be. But if you come to me and you one way and then you flip it in the middle, later.
Word.
All right. Chris, what do you have to say? Closing comments.
To thy own self be true.
Wow.
Amen.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Renee, how about you?
You just basically what Chris said. I was going to say you just have to be true to yourself. Regardless to what, regardless to judgment, it just doesn't matter.
Okay.
Check them IDs.
Master J, what would you like to say?
Well, I just have to close by saying that for all the down low brothers out there or down low sisters out there, you're really hurting the other person, because the bottom line is the other person is running on this assumption that's just is going to fall apart eventually. You can't keep fronting. Like, the truth always comes out. So
it's best that, you know, people just get the courage to just come forward and say what the real deal is, and, you know, just deal with the consequences, because it gets worse as time goes by. Like, any type of, like, mistruth always gets worse as time goes by. And, you know, at the end of the day, when that truth comes to light, you know, you have all this time that's passed, and a person's time is their most precious thing, right? So that person has to then come deal with the truth and then look back at everything else that's passed and say, all that was me being ignorant. And that's just going to lead to problems. No, no. That's me being preachy, but it is Sunday.
So let's see, are you going to become Preacher Jay, or
well,
do you want to say Master Jay?
Listen, don't think that I'm that far from the pulpit now.
Is that right? Well, you know, I would love to hear one of your sermons. Oh, actually, never mind, I have already.
Okay, Taz, what are your closing thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to, at the risk of being repetitive, I'm going to have to agree with what the entire panel said, which is you have to be true to yourself. And you absolutely have to be honest with the people around you, at least those who are closest to you. Now, if you, you know, I understand that this whole coming out thing is extremely difficult and scary, and family members will potentially disown you and all sorts of things. But if you are seriously involved in a relationship with someone of the opposite sex and you know yourself to be gay, I'm saying please don't do that. Be honest, be truthful, tell the truth. Because you have got to allow that person to make their own life choices. Don't make them for them. Because the truth will eventually come out. You cannot hide something like this forever from somebody who is living with you, sleeping with you, eating with you every day. So, you know, I know it's hard. But after marriage is not the time to be having that discussion. Anyway, so this is it. This is Lady Taz thanking her panel, thanking Master Jay, and signing off and hoping that you'll all come to see us next Sunday when we'll have some new...
Wait a minute. This is my segue.
Oh.
Because this show, Master Jay will be running, and it's going to be called Hookups versus Cock Blocks.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm so glad that he said it, and I didn't have to. And it'll be so lovely, because I won't have to make up any questions for next week. I'm just going to sit back, and I'm going to chill, and I'm going to watch Master Jay do his thing.
And Lady Taz is going to have to answer some tough questions.
Oh, well, hey, you know, Lady Taz is always up to the task, Master Jay.
I thought you was in honesty. She knows she ain't up to
it. You want to come at me that way. You know what?
No, but you got a point. You act like you're ready for these questions.
You be hiding from questions. You be running from shit like a track star.
What?
Me?
Donovan Bailey styles. What?
Excuse me? I don't run from questions. There is not.
Girl, please. You faster than Usain Bolt.
What did he say?
Usain Bolt.
Faster than Usain Bolt when it comes to a question.
Okay, listen, let me explain something.
Okay, I think it's about time for you to run that music. You remember the go away music?
No, I've actually got 2 minutes.
No,
okay?
What's the go away music?
Well, here's the thing. Chris,
go away
and
music.
Anyone else, okay?
Go away music.
The bottom line is this. If you can find one question, okay, one question in the history of this show.
I'm not doing
that. Lady Taz did not answer, bring it on. Bring it on. Now, don't make up new questions. I'm saying, if there's any question to date on this show that I have not answered, bring it on. I'm ready for you.
Okay, you mean today's show?
You know what? Peace and love to you all. I'm out.
Because I do remember some questions being ignored.
Oh, they